Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this bulletin, an inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney has opened in Dublin today. A diver has died in an incident off the northwest coast of Donegal. E-scooter users will be fined if caught using the footpaths, and the 100% Redress Party councillor says he felt compelled to put forward a motion of no confidence in the Housing Minister at yesterday's meeting of Donegal County Council. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Chris Ashmore has all the latest in sport. That'll be coming up at around a quarter past five. An inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney has opened in Dublin today. The 24-year-old from Newton Cunningham was killed when the convoy he was travelling in came under fire in Lebanon on the 14th of December 2022. Donal Kavanagh reports.
A lawyer for Private Rooney's family said the inquest should address the noxious narrative that he had taken a wrong turn before the fatal incident. At a brief sitting of Dublin District Coroner's Court today, solicitor Dara Macken questioned how a 24-year-old with no UN driving licence had been allowed to be 13 to 16 kilometres from his convoy on a route not taken before. He said there were also questions about the vehicles being used. He called on the UN to cooperate with the investigation into Private Rooney's death, being conducted by the coroner, Myra Cullinan. An initial on-the-ground report has been carried out by UNIFIL following the 24-year-old's death. However, there was uncertainty as to whether that report could be made available to a public inquiry. RTE News reports that the coroner confirmed Gardaí had also carried out a significant investigation into Private Rooney's death as part of the inquest. The inquest has been adjourned for further mention on September 20th.
A diver has passed away in an incident off the northwest coast of Donegal. It's understood the man had been diving, leaving from the Downings area when he got into difficulty off Tory Island yesterday afternoon. Andrew Louth has more.
The Malinhead Coast Guard was first notified at around 8 minutes past one yesterday afternoon of a man in difficulty off the coast of Donegal. It's understood the man, aged in his 50s, was diving around the time around 19 miles off Tory Island. The Malinhead Coast Guard was deployed and removed the man from the water. He was brought on board the lifeboat and then airlifted to Letterkenny University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Gardaí were notified of the incident and have confirmed that a file is now being prepared for the coroner's court.
E-scooter users will be fined if caught using the footpath. Gardaí in Donegal says the same applies for cyclists, who are only prohibited to use the designated cycle lane on a footpath. It's after two people were knocked down by cyclists using footpaths in Letterkenny over the weekend. Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh is encouraging people to familiarise themselves with regulations.
The recent regulations don't apply to e-scooters. We've had it plastered all over our Facebook page. You've shared it for us kindly. We've talked about it previously on the Garda slot. The ignorance of the law, again, is not a defence of the law, but it should be well known. You cannot use your e-scooter on a footpath. You must drive your e-scooter on the road, similar to a vehicle. And you will be liable to receive a fixed charge notice if you were caught driving your e-scooter on a footpath. And the fine is €50. In relation to bicycles, again, you're not allowed to cycle on a footpath unless there is a designated cycle lane on the footpath, or again, if you are entering or exiting a property, obviously. Cycling on a footpath is not a specific fixed charge notice. However, you could be fined for doing so if your cycling is to be considered without reasonable consideration. So again, you must cycle on the road, not a footpath. Anybody who wants the information, it'll be on our Garda Facebook page, but also on the RSA website, www.rsa.ie or citizensinformation.ie, where the rules of the road in relation to bikes and e-scooters can be viewed. And again, it's a benefit for all road users to keep up to date with the legislation in relation to bicycles and e-scooters.
A 100% Redress Party councillor says he felt compelled to put forward a motion of no confidence in the Housing Minister at yesterday's meeting of Donegal County Council. Moving the motion, councillor Thomas Sean Devine said people have no confidence in Minister Dara O'Brien and argued that it's the only way for the council to get a message to the minister clearly outlining how the people feel. The 100% Redress Party was joined by Sinn Féin and most independents, with the Fianna Fáil counter motion calling for the vote to be deferred, falling by 18 votes to 11, resulting in the original motion being deemed to have passed. Councillor Devine says the minister needs to hear the message from homeowners loud and clear.
We're sad that these motions has to be brought. They start off with, you know, because we shouldn't be in the situation that the people's in, to be honest. Like, it's heartbreaking this last number of weeks, the amount of homes that I've visited here where people's, they're living with black mould, people living with COPD, mushrooms growing out of their presses, but the mould's been that black. Like, it's unhealthy homes. And for the housing minister, he's involved in one of the biggest housing crises probably hit this country in decades. Like, it's, you know, we had a left with no choice when they passed up for a motion. There was 30,000 people marching Dublin and told them they have no confidence in him, you know, a couple of years ago. He's not. We have the Dutch report coming out here the last couple of weeks. They're revealing the debt. He couldn't have confidence in him. You know, there's no. And in fairness to the Fianna Fáil Party and Fine Gael Party, standing by their man or whatever, like, that's not a case of. This was a popularity thing. Yes, they're looking for popularity and that a vote to no confidence in Dara Breen. They couldn't have any confidence in him, you know what I mean? That's heartbreaking. They think that some of the councillors, yes, not all independent councillors voted with or voted against it. Some of them abstained. And some of these councillors' homes is crumbling, and I can't understand it, for the love of God.
Proposing the counter motion, Councillor Kieran Brogan, Lasca Kahirluk of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, argued that as the minister is due to visit the county in the coming weeks, he believes such a motion ahead of that visit would be counterproductive. Councillor Brogan says the motion will achieve nothing.
We all know that the new defective clock scheme is only up and running now for over a year, and that scheme wouldn't be reviewed until after a year. And we all know that there's some challenges in the scheme that we need to try and improve. And I'm led to believe, although I'm not a member on it, that there was a very constructive and positive defective concrete block meeting recently. And the members of that group, I suppose, addressed some of the concerns that they have. And I think moving forward together, it was suggested that the minister would be coming to the county. I think we were informed that he would be coming to the county soon, and that we would maybe together put together the challenges that we've seen in the system and try and overcome them hurdles together. And I think what happened here yesterday was, you know, a motion of no confidence in the minister. I think it's all right and it's grand. And I said it yesterday, it may or may not get a headline, but it won't achieve anything. And it's probably somewhat misleading for people to think that we as a council can change national legislation or decisions like this, because a motion of no confidence or decision on a minister can only be taken in the National Parliament and Leinster House in Dublin. We as a council have, through the defective clock scheme, worked together over the years. There's a cross-party working group there that has worked very hard over the last number of years to try and address the challenges in the system and the scheme.
Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information following a fatal crash in Kilmacrenan last week. The two-car collision occurred at around 10 to midnight on Wednesday last. Brother and sister PJ and Una McGettigan, both aged in their 70s, who were travelling in the same car, died, while the driver of the second car, a woman in her 40s, sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone who witnessed the collision or who may have dashcam footage is asked to contact Gardaí in Milford. A girl who died while on holiday in the Spanish island of Mallorca is being remembered for her involvement in sport. 11-year-old Clodagh Phelan died when she fell from a hotel balcony early yesterday morning. Avondale GAA Club, Rathdrum Rugby Club and Parnell Athletics Club are among those paying tribute to Clodagh. Fine Gael councillor for Arklow, Sylvester Bork, says it's a devastating loss.
It's very hard to find the words to comfort her. The family at this time. Yeah. She was a great all-rounder, had a great potential in sporting prowess, and it'll be a huge loss. And her friends and comrades will be devastated by this, and it'll be very, very difficult to overcome the loss.
Aer Lingus has welcomed the end of a bitter pay row with its pilots. It's after pilots' union IALPA voted to accept a Labour Court recommendation which would give them a 17.75% pay rise. The dispute between management and pilots led to a work to rule which resulted in 610 flights being cancelled until it was suspended earlier this month. Despite the agreement, IALPA President Mark Tighe says the airline needs to repair its relationship with pilots, which he says has been destroyed.
IALPA has always behaved and acted as a professional association. We are the constant in this. Management come and go. We hope this management team has learned that its pilots are an asset to be valued and not a cost to be burdened upon. We were put in a situation that we should not have been put in. Our passengers were put in a situation that you should not be put in. People need to learn the lesson of this, and management need to move forward in a constructive way. We are always here to get on well with everybody. It remains to be seen whether management will do that. And it remains to be seen whether they are capable of rebuilding that. But anything they do must be real, meaningful and demonstrable, and not just words. They have attacked their pilots who were trying to negotiate and pursue a pay increase along inflation. And that resulted in the necessity to have a strike.
An investigation has been launched following a number of recent car thefts and attempted burglaries in the Foyle Springs area of Derry. Police are appealing for information which may assist with these reports, which at this time they believe may be linked. With more, here's Eamon Torsney.
On Friday the 12th of July at around midnight, it's believed keys were taken from a house in Lowry's Lane and a black Audi was reported stolen. Two nights later, keys were taken from a house in Glenvale Park and a black Jaguar was reported stolen. Meanwhile, at around 5:30am on Sunday last, a resident was disturbed by an intruder trying door handles in Turrismore Park. Another nearby house made a similar report around the same time. Between Sunday and yesterday, a vehicle was broken into and keys to another car, a silver Kia, were taken and that vehicle subsequently reported stolen. Two of the three cars, the Audi and the Jaguar, have since been recovered nearby in Sheriff's Glen and Marianas Park.
The time's just coming up now to 12 minutes past five here in Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break and Chris Ashmore will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 with all the latest in sport. Here's Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with soccer, and the draw for the third round of the Sports Direct FAI Cup was made earlier today. And Derry City, who knocked out holder St Patrick's Athletic at the weekend, are the favourites with the bookmakers, even though they must make the long trip south to take on First Division leaders Cork City, who overcame Finn Harps in the second round. The other standout tie sees Premier Division leaders Shelburne at home to Galway United in the only all-Premier Division clash. Elsewhere, Sligo Rovers are at home to UCD, Waterford host Athlone, Kerry take on Bohemians in Tralee, Drogheda United have home advantage against Wilton United, Wexford are away to Ballyfermot United, and there's an all-Limerick meeting of Treaty United and Pike Rovers. The games will be played on the weekend of Sunday, August the 18th. Well, commenting on the draw, Declan Boyle, the former Derry Harps and Sligo player, says that he expects the County Stripes to get past Cork and they will be bidding to go all the way.
They have a chance now of going out and winning the FAI Cup, and that's probably what they're planning to do with Shamrock Rovers, knocked out of the Cup. And, you know, you have St Pat's out now, obviously, as well. On top of that, you've Dundalk out. So there's three big teams that are gone, you know, with a real Cup experience. So they have a chance, you know, a real chance. But, I mean, you know, with the quality of players that they have at their disposal, you would think that they can go down to Cork and turn them over in Turner's Cross.
Well, Shamrock Rovers return to Champions League action this evening. They're in a qualifier against Sparta Prague at Talas Stadium in the first of two legs. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Staying with soccer, more than 70,000 views have been listed regarding the Everton Football Club documentary about Donegal soccer star Seamus Coleman. And that's all within 24 hours of its release. The story of Coleman is told in this feature-length documentary, which went out on Sunday evening. And if you go to the sports section of the Highland Radio website, you'll see the link to the documentary, which you can watch free on YouTube. The Premier League is one of several top European leagues that are suing FIFA over what they allege is abuse of a dominant position. Colin Besley has the details.
Football's world governing body is accused of taking unilateral decisions on the international match calendar, which is now beyond saturation, in a joint complaint to the European Commission. The leagues and unions, including the Professional Footballers Association, say FIFA's conduct has harmed the economic interests of national leagues and the welfare of players. The bodies responded to the complaint, accusing some leagues of hypocrisy by sending their players on lengthy global pre-season tours.
Meanwhile, West Bromwich Albion have been fined £30,000 following crowd disruption during their FA Cup tie at home to Wolves in January. In tennis, Andy Murray has confirmed that he will retire after the Olympic Games in Paris. A three-time Grand Slam winner will be competing in the men's singles. And finally, in golf, a stunning new mural of 2019 champion golfer Shane Lowry has been unveiled in Portrush, marking 1 year to go until the return of the Open, golf's original championship, to Royal Portrush in 2025. And the ticket ballot for the Open is now filling up fast. Golf fans have until 3 o'clock tomorrow to submit their applications at theopen.com/ticket-ballot. And that, Donna-Marie, is your sport.
Thanks, Chris. Donegal County Council is to go to public consultation on a proposal to reduce speed limits in a number of areas. The draft document has been produced by the council, proposing a number of changes, including reductions from 80 kilometres to 60 kilometres per hour in some areas. The reduction of limits from 50 to 30 kilometres in a number of housing estates is also included. Members agreed to go ahead with the consultation. However, several warned that changing speed limits will not in itself resolve road safety issues. Among them was Councillor Declan Meehan.
The reality is that we know that there are a multitude of factors that are causing road traffic accidents and collisions. And it's all very well and good to, you know, suggest and plan to lower the speed limits wholesale across the country and across the county. But in reality, what we need is enforcement, and what we need is better safety, road safety measures and traffic calming measures in our towns and villages, outside our community centres and outside our schools, where there are high traffic areas. Reducing speed limits alone is not necessarily practical if there's no enforcement there. And the idea of a 30-kilometre urban speed limit, you know, is just impracticable in a lot of cases. And a lot of our local roads, which is the vast majority of our roads network, particularly in the Milford electoral area, going from an 80-kilometre an hour to a 60-kilometre an hour zone, you know, that's impractical as well. So what we need is we need better enforcement of existing speed limits, and we need better traffic calming and road safety measures. But I would strongly encourage members of the public that when this public consultation goes live, to take part in that.
And you've made the point, and you've said it there again, that ultimately changing bylaws, changing the rules will mean nothing if you haven't got the investment and the money to actually also invest in traffic calming and invest in more enforcement.
We need to have more resources. There isn't sufficient funding given to the County Council or prioritised by the County Council for those measures. So that's what we need to look at. That's more important than wholesale lowering of speed limits.
A disqualified driver has been arrested in Dunkneely. The Donegal Town Roads Policing Unit assisted at a multi-agency checkpoint this afternoon. The driver was detected using the mobility app. The car was seized and a court proceeding is to follow. New changes mean that learner drivers won't be able to stay behind the wheel without sitting a driving test. There's almost 20,000 people on the roads using learner permits for between 11 and 20 years. However, a loophole is being closed, meaning you can't apply for anything beyond a third provisional licence without sitting the driving test. Founder of the Road Safety Group Park and Donegal native Susan Gray says the development is long overdue.
A provision was put in to the Road Safety Strategy 2013, with a completion date for the RSA to end this practice by the first quarter of 2014. After that, the great Noel Brett left the RSA and the great Gay Byrne left too. And we've been asking since for progress reports on what's happening with this issue.
The head of the US Secret Service has resigned following an assassination attempt on Donald Trump at a rally earlier this month. Yesterday, Kimberly Cheadle of told Congress she takes full responsibility for the security lapse, which led to shots being fired at the former president in Pennsylvania. She also admitted to an official committee that it was the most significant operational failure in decades. A family have returned from holiday to discover a break-in at their property in the Turmuff area. A number of sheds at the property in Ballybow were broken into between Wednesday, July 10th and Thursday last, and a quantity of tools were stolen. Their car was also broken into. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information to contact Buncrana Garda Station. There's fresh calls for a moratorium on the development of new data centres. It's after CSO figures show they now account for 21% of all electricity consumption. There was an increase of 20% in the amount of electricity the centres used between 2022 and last year. Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth Ireland, Oisin Coughlan, says the needs of households should be prioritised over the centres.
These big international users don't have very many jobs attached to them, but are taking up more and more electricity. So we need to press pause on data centres and get a handle on our electricity system and make sure we know who our energy is for, like who is all this new renewables going to be for and what's it for. And it should be for people before big business.
Investigations are continuing into weekend criminal damage that happened in Bundoran. Between 8 p.m. on Saturday last and 3 o'clock on Sunday, the Church Road area, a driver's door of a car was scraped and the boot was keyed. Anyone who observed any suspicious activity in the area at the time is asked to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon. Communities that are better off and have adequate infrastructure should accommodate more asylum seekers. That's according to Sinn Féin as it launched an 8-page policy document outlining its plan for international protection. The party wants areas to be assessed regarding the availability of GPs, school places and proximity to public transport before any decisions are made regarding accommodation centres. Asked whether the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock, Dublin is suitable to accommodate international protection applicants, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said it wasn't.
If we were starting at the start, would we have chosen that as a location? No. But as of now, we're not the government, and as of now, contracts have been signed. The government have indicated that this was going ahead. That's the situation now.
The tyres of a car parked in Dunfanaghy in recent weeks has had its tyres slashed. The car was parked in the Pound Street area between 3:30 on Sunday, July 14th and 1:30 the following afternoon. Three of the vehicle's tyres were damaged. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information to contact them in Milford. Having a look now to weather, dry and warm today with long sunny spells, highs of 19 to 21 degrees in light wind. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of a few spots of rain or drizzle moving in by dawn. To conclude this evening's news, an inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney has opened in Dublin today. The 24-year-old from Newton Cunningham was killed when the convoy he was travelling in came under fire in Lebanon in 2022. A diver has died in the incident off the northwest coast of Donegal. It's understood the man had been diving, leaving from the Downing areas, when he got into difficulty off Tory Island yesterday afternoon. E-scooter users will be fined if caught using the footpath. Gardaí in Donegal say the same applies for cyclists, who are only prohibited to use a designated cycle lane on a footpath. And a 100% Redress Party councillor said he felt compelled to put forward a motion of no confidence in the Housing Minister at yesterday's meeting of Donegal County Council. Moving the motion, councillor Thomas Sean Devine said people have no confidence in Minister Dara O'Brien and argued it's the only way for council to get a message to the minister clearly outlining how the people feel. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, July 23rd. The death has taken place of Ellen O'Donnell ní Hegarty, 8 Ballynacarriga, Buncrana, and formerly of Crislamore Burnfoot. Ellen's remains are reposing at her late residence. House strictly private at the request of the deceased to family only. Funeral remains leaving Ellen's home on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 a.m. Mass and interment in the adjoining cemetery, all welcome. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Richmond ICU, Beaumont Hospital, Dublin, care of any family member or Porter funeral directors. The death has occurred of Michael McGonigal, Sheskinarone, Dunlow. Michael's remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this afternoon until rosary at 8 p.m, followed by removal to his own home, where he'll repose from tomorrow. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. The death has taken place of James Anthony Callaghan, Carrow Moor Mallon. James Anthony's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there at 20 past 10 on Thursday morning for 11 a.m. funeral mass in St. Mary's Church, Lag, followed by interment in Lag Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Association of Ireland, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin funeral director. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.